Good morning and happy Tuesday. This is Anna Mullen, Inventory Assistant at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. The time has arrived for me to broadcast my final Across Oceans, Across Time KJAN radio segment. It has been just under 1 year since I arrived here in Western Iowa to join the staff at the museum and begin my 12-month internship in the Collections Department. The aims of my project were to inventory the large objects and framed artifacts in the collection. This process also extended to rehousing the framed pieces with new acid-free materials, such as backboards and desk covers. Even the storage unit, where the frames reside, got an upgrade with archival shelf liners and artifact separators. I would like to take this opportunity to share with you the progress I have made with the Collections Department's inventory project, as well as some of the highlights I have had as a member of the Elkhorn community. Because, for the interns at the Danish Immigrant Museum, our experience is much more complex than the work that occurs inside the building's walls. From July to November 2011, I inventoried the 250 artifacts in the collection, which are classified as large. These objects range in composition, size, and provenance. I took measurements, wrote descriptions, and organized photos for each piece, entering the information into the museum's computer database system. From traditional furniture like Amagar shelves to a 20-piece church altar set, including a full pulpit, each artifact adds important information to the Danish immigrant experience, which is being shared with visitors at the museum. In November, Angela Stanford, the curator of collections, and myself attended an in-depth workshop at the Midwest Art Conservation Center, or MAC, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The MAC staff showed us how to properly unframe paintings and works on paper. Once out of the frame, the wood can be dusted, and the glass, when present, cleaned with distilled water. A sharp scalpel is used when cutting the new backboard and dust cover. Flat framer's points secure the artifact and the board back inside the cleaned frame. These framer's points are used instead of nails because they have no rounded heads and are composed of metal that does not corrode easily. The paper and textiles conservators at the MAC provided us with the proper methods and great useful tips to implement while improving the stability of the framed artifacts at the museum in Elkhorn. Since December, I have inventoried and rehoused over 400 framed artifacts. It is not just paintings and photographic prints which are a part of this group of artifacts. For example, there are framed textiles, ceramic tiles, embroidery samplers, and marriage certificates in the collection. Some of the other interesting numbers regarding my rehousing project include 3 pounds of metal removed from inside the frames, over 7 large trash bags of cardboard from the storage units have been recycled, and a 0.5 gallon of distilled water has been used for cleaning glass. The most important component of the project cannot be qualified due to the fact that the preservation of the artifact and their histories is invaluable. When not working on artifact inventory and rehousing the collection in the collections department, I have been able to represent the museum in other ways. Last fall, the staff went to West Branch, Iowa for Hoover Days. Later in the year, we visited DAC, the Danish American Center in Minneapolis. And in December, we set up our booth at the Ethnic Holiday Festival in Omaha. I had the opportunity to attend both the Iowa Museum Association Conference and the American Association of Museums Conference. The other interns and myself traveled to Des Moines, Davenport, and Omaha to see how different facilities and their museum staff share and store their collections. One of my favorite events that I have been a part of with the museum was Ragbri last summer. Watching the riders come into town and up Main Street was an amazing sight. I also have to say that Tivoli Fest, with all of its wonderful food and activities, is also high on my list. Now, after 12 months of work and fun, I am sad to leave such a wonderful museum and Iowa communities. In August, I head to Eastern Illinois University, where I will be pursuing a master's degree in historical preservation. Thank you for letting me share my experiences and work in collections with you through KJAN over the last year. Have a great day.